Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey, who's, well, travelled a few miles over the last couple of days and is joining us in the studio fresh back into the country. Hello,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, fresh off the plane. So tell us, where have you just flown in?
That's right. So I've just come back from London, where I did a book launch on the 6th there. And so it's wonderful to get a chance to launch my book at Watkins Bookshop, which is the oldest spiritual mystical bookshop in London. So
ooh,
wonderful atmosphere.
How cool. That is very cool. And of course, this is your book, which is the second edition of your book, but it's got a slightly different name now.
That's right. It's called The Positive Psychology of Synchronicity. So I'm looking to link positive psychology in a field of optimistic thinking with spirituality.
And just throwing it out there as well, that you also on the weekend, Destination Happiness, of which you are an important part along with Angie Hilton, that launched on the weekend and it's gone global now.
Yeah, we're very happy. So it's got into the Middle East through the Discovery Channel, and other places in Europe and Africa are interested, but it's been started screening last week, Saturdays at noon on Channel 9.
Perfect. Yeah,
we're waiting for the link for it to be in a foreign language just to see if they match up the voices.
Right.
Anyway, you had a bit of synchronicity on your last trip, didn't you?
I did, and this was one which is like the cosmic prankster. There's a bit of fun sometimes that happens with synchronicity. And so I was in Oxford a few days before the launch with my son Rowan and a couple of friends of his, and we were going to watch a soccer game, Arsenal and Tottenham, and so we were going to get a beer downstairs before we went upstairs. Mm-hmm. Now, there are many people at the bar, and I like some of these English ales that you would see there, so I could just peer between a crack between people at the bar, and there's just one beer pulling, one ale I could see, and it was called The Hoptimistic Monk. And I love that, because there I was to combine optimism or positive psychology with spirituality or a monk, and we were going to enjoy a beer. So I thought after that I'd call it The Hoptimistic Monk Book Tour.
Okay. There you go. And people will ask you about that, I'm sure.
I might add, it turned out I didn't see this when I took a photo because I didn't have my glasses on, but it was made by the Flying Monk Brewery. And about a month ago on this radio segment, we had Neil tell a story about the psychic monk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I use an analogy. When there's a psychic element, like therapy with a psychic component, I call it therapy with wings. So a psychic monk is a bit like a flying monk.
So all of a sudden, there you were.
That's right.
So you had to drink it.
And look, funnily enough, this is actually the more serious side of synchronicity, how it works. There we were in Oxford, a seat of learning around the world. So to me, it's like a message crafted from the universe for me to give encouragement, saying, hey, you belong in this learned area, but you can have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah,
you can have a beer, you can have a bit of fun. Here's the Hoptimistic Monk. And that meant I had a better mindset for preparing a talk and not getting too hung up on it or whatever. Have a bit of fun with it. So it actually worked in that way.
Isn't it wonderful?
All right. If you've got a story that you want to share with us, synchronicity, you can give us a call, 52-299-939. We'll take a break and come back and talk more synchronicity with Chris Mackey here on The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9. We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey, and just in between segments here, Chris, we were talking about the fact that I actually have been really busy over the last month or two and haven't really had a situation with synchronicity, and part of it is probably being able to see these things happening. But as you said, you took a trip and there were multiple times of synchronicity on your trip, weren't there?
And I think they're two common contrasts. When we get busy, often we have less time to turn within or pick up things in an intuitive way. Whereas if you go to a very novel setting, then you're more likely to notice things that strike you. And they've done research actually on a field called serendipity, chance positive things happen. And it's more likely to happen when you're in a novel environment. But I certainly found a massive amount when I was away for this book launch.
Mm. Well, one of them was the actual date of the book launch, wasn't it?
It was. Like normally the book launch at Watkins is on a Thursday. And so it normally would have been on a Thursday and probably at 6:30. Instead, someone thought it better be on the Friday, and they arranged it at 6 o'clock on the 6th. Now I've got a virtual whole chapter in the book based on the idea of 6 o'clock on the 6th.
Which is this thing for you. Tell us what somebody in the audience said to you.
Okay, well, now there's something in synchronicity which I think is intriguing. It relates to the symbol Psi. It's a Greek letter and looks like a trident.
Okay.
Now, one thing I've tried to do in my book is to link mainstream psychology with psychic phenomena, quantum physics, and shamanism. It turns out they all have the same symbol, Psi. Oh. It's like a trident.
Okay.
So recently when I did a workshop at the Positive Psychology World Congress in Melbourne, I started off making the Psi shape with my body, like standing with your hands up in the air, a bit like a priest in front of a congregation. And I think that that symbol comes up so much because it relates to the body. It kind of connects heaven and earth. If you imagine someone holding their hands up to the sky, a bit like a priest in front of a congregation. Well, anyway, I was disappointed that there wasn't enough time to talk about the trident-shaped Psi in my talk. But someone came up to me afterwards for the book signing, and she said, "Hello, my name is Shiva." And I said, "Oh, like the god Shiva." And she said, "Well, look, my parents called me that because it means eloquent in Persian." But she said, "Look, actually, I do relate to the god Shiva in some ways." And she showed me the back of her hand, and her veins made a very prominent trident-shaped symbol.
Oh.
Sign. She said to me, "I relate to this trident on the back of my hand. I don't know anyone who's got veins that look like that."
Mine so I don't. Just, I just is looked, that, and then that's.
And I just looked up the god Shiva. Actually, in the waiting room here before coming in, Shiva is the god that had a third eye, so is known for having religious visions, clairvoyance, and precognition.
Ah.
And my book is partly about how synchronicity can help us experience what I call uncanny prospection, anticipating the future. So Martin Seligman says that, he's the founder of positive psychology, said that the key thing about human beings is prospection, anticipating the future. So my book is partly about how when we tap into these methods, like like therapy with wings, or like a psychic monk could be like a flying monk, then we can have precognition. Now, to me, this is so many ticks from the universe that I could have 100 scientists say, "Look, you're talking bunkum," and I'm utterly confident that these things will be demonstrated to be true down the track. And you feel on solid ground. So
yeah,
when you're giving a book launch or other talks, this kind of synchronicity, confirming the idea of synchronicity, is what drives me and keeps me going more than anything else.
Isn't that awesome? And I'll just mention really quickly the fact that it was on the 6th at 6 p.m., somebody also said to you, "Oh, you did that on purpose because you've got the chapter about it." And you
yes.
said, "No, it was completely accidental."
We checked with their marketing team and they chuckled and they said they had no idea. Mm. So, the marketing team doesn't have to read the book, do they? But anyway, they picked the right time for it.
Well, they probably should have, but it doesn't matter. It's actually proved synchronicity. Chris, as always, an absolute pleasure. If you've got a story, feel free to join us here when Chris is in the studio, 52299939. And remember to take the time to look around and you may notice something that just isn't coincidence. Chris, thanks for your time. We'll catch you again soon.
Thanks very much, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.